Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
All right, we have Julie Duffy joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning. Hi, Julie.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
No, thanks for coming on. So, Julie has a really cool long title. Chief Communications and Marketing Officer, FIFA World Cup 26, Boston. That is a mouthful.
Yeah, anything starts with chief, you're in there. You're in the boardroom.
So, World Cup is coming to Boston in 2026. I was just looking up some of the numbers because they are really astounding. You know, we think, you know, like a Super Bowl is a big event. But I read this morning that 5 billion people engaged with the last World Cup. 1.5 billion people watched the final match in 2022. The World Cup coming to Boston is just super cool, and it's great. It's just great for all of it. It's great for the city. It's great for the economy.
It's the
right?
biggest sporting event in the world.
That's right. That's right. It absolutely is. And to have 7 matches coming to Boston, including a quarterfinal, is pretty special and remarkable.
So let's talk about why you're on this morning, because apparently you can actually volunteer to be a part of the event. Is that right?
That is right. Yes. The FIFA is looking for 65,000 volunteers across the total tournament, and we're going to need thousands in Boston alone. And applications are open now, so anyone who's interested would love for them to apply. They can go to www.bostonfwc26.com/volunteers and fill out the application. And we're excited to have as many people involved as we can have.
Why should people get involved?
Well, it's really a great opportunity for Massachusetts and New England to really show off what we are, who we have, that Boston pride. We would love for people to be those helping hands and friendly faces that welcome people to the region. It's an opportunity to touch the largest sporting event in the world. We know that there are a lot of soccer fans out there that are excited, but also people who just know how massive this is and mm-hmm. want to be part of it.
What would be some of the things that people will do if they do volunteer?
So it really is showing people where to go, giving them information. There's roles in technology and catering. There's a number of different opportunities within the stadium, but also within the celebrations that are going to be happening across the Commonwealth and the region. So really, it kind of runs the gamut across the board. People will fill out the application that talks about their background and experiences, and then there'll be an interview process where they'll get matched with the roles that are needed across the entire tournament. And it's really across 40 days, not just the 7 matches at the stadium, but 40 days of celebrations from beginning to end.
So will we be handing out vuvuzelas like they did at the South African World Cup?
I'm not sure about that.
You also forget when you start talking about, you know, the celebrations, that, you know, there are usually concerts that happen. There are big events. It's more than just the matches themselves.
That's right. Fan festivals and celebrations and watch parties, and planning for all of that is in the works now. And it's really exciting. We passed the 1 year to go mark in June, and things are really heating up, and it's feeling very real. So that's exciting. It's going to be a great opportunity for Boston.
Okay. So again, we're talking to Julie Duffy, who is a Chief Communications and Marketing Officer with FIFA World Cup 26 that's coming to Boston. Boston, and you can actually apply to be a volunteer. And you said, how many people do you need?
Thousands. So FIFA is going to have 65,000 across the tournament. That's what they're estimating. We're going to need thousands in Boston alone.
Right.
So applications are open. Please sign up.
If you want to be a part of history.
Yep. It's bostonfwc26.com/volunteer. Again, bostonfwc26.com/volunteer. Or you can just text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234, and then we'll text you back the link for that. And Julie, now you and the entire FIFA organization are members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
I love it. Thanks so much. I hope you'll have us on again.
Yes, 1.5 billion strong in the Good Vibe Tribe, I believe, Dan.
It's the most listened to radio segment in the world.
That is it. Well, it was nice to meet you, and yeah, hopefully we'll talk to you again soon, Julie.
Great. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Oh, I forgot to put the other one
in. Don't
even
try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
That's all right, we're kicking it old school today.
She's gonna school, you sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man.
You can't beat her.
Him.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, sponsored by Subaru. There's a lot to love about a brand new Subaru. Just visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say what's up to Michelle from Andover.
Hey, good morning, Michelle.
Morning.
What are you up to today?
Honestly, I'm sitting in front of Dunkin' Donuts waiting to go in order, but then I'll go to work.
What are we getting? Are we doing a snack wrap? Are we doing a iced coffee? What's happening?
That sausage, egg, and cheese wake-up wrap hits.
Yeah, it does.
Hashtag not an ad.
That's what we do.
Michelle, can you kick Carson out of the studio, please?
Carson, can you please leave the studio?
Absolutely. Good luck, Michelle.
Thank you,
We'll try to wrap this up. I know you're hungry. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson, you're going to get $100. Are you ready?
I am.
Question number one. Steve Irwin's daughter, Bindi, gave another health update in the midst of her battle with endometriosis. She says that she's healing, which is great. What was Steve Irwin's famous nickname?
He's a crocodile hunter. That feels wrong, but I'm going to go with it.
Jeff Bezos' mother passed away at the age of 78. Jeff started Amazon in his garage back in Washington State. Was Amazon created in the 70s, 80s, or 90s?
Wow. Doesn't it feel too... 90s? 70s feels too late.
Question number three. The trailer for Wednesday Season 2, Part 2, includes the return of a dead character. What is the name of the disembodied hand who was part of the Addams family?
Oh my God, it's not Cousin It. It's the thing. It's not Cousin It. It's the thing. It's just the thing hand. It's the thing.
Final answer one more time.
The thing.
Question number four. Britney Spears released another dance video but had a wardrobe malfunction. Finish this famous Britney Spears lyric. I'm addicted to you, but you know blank.
Don't you know that you're toxic?
And question number five. Halle Berry recently responded to her ex-husband's comments that she's not motherly. Her breakout role was in the rom-com Boomerang, which also starred who opposite her?
Oh, God. You got me. I have no idea.
All right. Let's get Carson back in the studio.
Passion.
What's your coffee order at Dunks, Michelle?
Large regular, of course.
Iced or hot?
Iced all the way.
Oh, I'm hot coffee 365 days a year.
No, Dan
middle
is,
of August.
Dan is large, hot coffee, no cream, no sugar.
No, all black. And I sip it in a dark room like a man who's seen some things. Welcome back, Carson.
Thank you.
Michelle, she got 4 out of 5.
Hey, correct. Let's go, Michelle.
And she hasn't even had her coffee yet.
All right, hold on.
Yeah, that'll save you.
Okay.
That one last sip will do it. Your brain's firing now.
Yes, let's go.
Steve Irwin's daughter, Bindi, gave another health update in the midst of her battle with endometriosis.
Yeah.
She says that she's healing.
Okay, good.
What was Steve Irwin's famous nickname?
The Crocodile Hunter.
Crikey. It's 1-1, mate. Jeff Bezos' mother passed away at the age of 78.
Aww.
Jeff started Amazon in his garage back in Washington State. Was it created in the 70s, 80s, or 90s?
Definitely not the 70s. I'm going to say 90s.
And I'm going to say you're right. Hey, 2-2.
Nice.
The trailer for Wednesday, Season 2, Part 2, includes the return of a dead character. What is the name of the disembodied hand who is part of the Addams Family?
Thing.
That was fast.
Yeah. Thing, T-Thing, to be specific, Dan.
Okay, well, now you're just showing off.
I am.
It's 3-3.
I love that show when I was a kid.
Britney Spears released another dance video but had a wardrobe malfunction in it.
Yep.
Finish this famous Britney Spears lyric. I'm addicted to you, but you know blank.
That I'm toxic. That you're toxic? Aw, boo.
4-3
going
into question number 5, which you need correct.
I hope it's geography.
It's the hardest one. That's why it's question number 5.
Okay.
Halle Berry recently responded to her ex-husband's comments that she's not motherly.
Oh.
Halle's breakout role was in the rom-com Boomerang, which also starred who opposite her?
Was that Eddie Murphy?
And he pulls it out.
Let's go.
Perks of being old. You remember Boomerang?
Yes, I remember back in my day. There was a movie with Eddie Murphy and Halle Berry. And she was fine, man.
4-4. Carson sneaks it out, Michelle. We can't give you the cash, but we love that you called in and hung out with us. Go get your coffee.
I will.
But first, you must say one thing.
I'm Michelle from Andover, and I can't conquer
Carson. Nice job, Michelle.
Boomerang.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
104.1.
617-655-1234. You can call or text. We want to know what you are getting into over the weekend. Again, 617-655-1234. Something big and exciting or just something mundane. Doesn't really matter. We love to hear your stories about what you're getting into. 617-655-1234. So right after the show, I am leaving to drive down to pick up Barrett from YMCA camp on the Cape. He's done. And then we'll turn around and drive right back. Lana and I get on a plane tomorrow morning to Punta Cana. And somebody's just pointed out to us that because I looked up the forecast.
You're like, huh, a lot of rain this week.
A lot of rain this week. But, you know, in the Caribbean, in the summer, that's going to happen. But nope, there's a hurricane on the way.
So your vacation is just flying into the eye of a hurricane.
Right. It's, yeah, it's right now it's, I think, a tropical something, Aaron.
Tropical storm.
Yeah, maybe. I don't even know but, and they say it's going to be the first hurricane of the season. And if you look on a map of like the British Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, the Dominican, Haiti, and Cuba, you know, that whole stretch right there, that's literally the trail of the hurricane.
So you'll be spending a lot of time.
It arrives like Saturday. So we arrive Saturday morning and it arrives, I think, like Sunday morning.
You'll be spending a lot of time at the hotel bar. Honestly, I'm not even going to make jokes. That sucks. Like, you spend all that money on tickets and a hotel, and you're excited for the trip.
Right. Yeah. Got cute hats Atlanta made and all embroidered up and everything.
Well, at least you'll have headwear for the rain.
We'll need umbrella. I'm going to have to go into work and make umbrellas.
How you feeling?
I'm a little bummed. I'm not going to lie. A little bummed. Our good friend Corey from Medford. Good morning, my buddy.
Hey, guys.
What are you up to this weekend? Cheer us up.
Well, this is the weekend I've been waiting for several months. It's kite flying day for our Starfleet chapters.
Okay.
How many members of the Starfleet are going to be out there flying kites?
Hopefully at least like 7 or 8, because it gets kind of bored when you stand there all alone flying a kite.
We talking full uniforms?
Oh, good God, no. No, I will be sporting the shorts and tees. I'm hoping it's going to be a good day.
I can't remember. Are the kites Star Trek themed, or are they just...
Like the USS Enterprise?
I was looking for one, but, you know, best I could find was something about 8 feet wide and about 4 feet tall. So, yeah, there's that.
That's too much. That's too much. Well, I hope the weather's great for kite flying.
Thanks, guys.
It's not great for your plane flying.
Oh, no, it'll be fine going down there because it's not going to hit until like Sunday, you know, Sunday morning. So we'll be able to land fine. And I'm sure when we go to leave, it'll be clear skies. We're going to land. It's going to be clear skies. And when we take off, it'll be clear skies. I promise
you. It's just all the in between.
I just promise you that's exactly what's going to happen. Hey, Kristen, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. Something big for your son is happening this weekend?
It is. We are driving to Kentucky, and he is moving into the University of Kentucky on Sunday morning.
Go Wildcats.
Go Wildcats, yep.
And what does he have any idea about what he's going to study while he's down there?
He wants to do exercise science.
Okay. All right. How did he pick Kentucky from Boston? I feel like that's not high on the list for kids from New England.
He wanted to go south. I have a good friend who lives in Louisville. I said, why don't you throw this on the list? And then we went and saw it in February. And despite the fact that it was freezing, he really liked it. He likes the program, likes the city, and he's very excited.
I just can't imagine a day when my son leaves for college. How are you doing as a mom?
I'm really excited for him. It's really, you'll be excited in 4 years when you take Barrett wherever he's going to go. It's just, you know, such a great start to a whole new phase of their life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we'll miss him a lot, but it's just, I just can't.
That's emotional.
Yes.
Like, are you crying because of the tuition payments?
Yeah, well, you know, state university, not like those private ones.
Well, thanks for calling in and sharing that and telling me we said congratulations.
All right. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
All right. Bye, Kristen.
I hope that her son has a good head on his shoulders, because if I went to another state at 18, I would have only studied frat parties.
Also, thank you to whoever sent me this link, Dan. Erin is expected to reach major hurricane intensity this weekend as it tracks just north of the Caribbean islands, where it'll bring rain, gusty winds, and high surf. The first hurricane of the season. Carson from the 617. You can't be too surprised that your vacation is coinciding with a hurricane, can you? Why do I deserve a hurricane on my vacation?
Not so much as deserve, but you went during hurricane season.
All right.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. the scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
104.1.
617-655-1234. You can call or text. We want to know what you are getting into over the weekend. Again, 617-655-1234. I like this one. These people, we didn't get to talk to them on the phone. Not these people going whitewater rafting in Saco or something?
Oh, no, that's tubing. It's the complete opposite of whitewater rafting.
Oh, okay.
You go very slow in an inner tube with a cooler full of drinks.
Right.
And you just float down the river and have a party.
Yeah.
Floating down the Saco is a summer staple. It's so much fun.
Yeah. I think we did it once, but we didn't float. We did it, I believe we did it closer to like Hampton Beach, and we were just on kayaks. It's a different vibe entirely.
Yeah. Kayaks at Hampton Beach is almost the complete opposite of tubing down the Saco.
It's actually work.
A lot more dudes in camo on the Hampton Boardwalk than you'll see on the Saco River.
I'm sure that's true. Our good friend B-Si from Gloucester. B-Si, what are you up to this weekend?
I have a 40th birthday party, which is Happy Gilmore / golf theme, and I have a little outfit, and of course I'm going to be the caddy from Happy Gilmore 1. I got the helmet and everything, so I am ready.
The price
and
is
providing
wrong.
I don't die Saturday night from, like, anything. I am going to meet Corey from Medford on Sunday.
Are you going kite flying, the two of you? We have, like,
wow.
I am.
Our two biggest listeners are merging their
converging
worlds.
Oh my gosh.
The lore of Carson and Kennedy grows.
Yeah.
That is, I love that. I love that.
That's fun. I love that you guys are meeting up in the real world. That's cool.
I got his digits, and I was like, I want to be your friend. And so, yeah, he invited me to kite fly, and I was like, I'm in. Let's go.
I love that. So, wear your Starfleet uniform to fit in.
Have a great weekend, B-Side. Thanks for that.
What do you think? Happy Gilmore 40th birthday. I bet there's going to be a lot of dudes in Tim's and Bruins jerseys.
It's going to be fun.
That sounds like a good time.
Melissa from Taunton.
Taunton.
Big birthday celebration. Good morning.
My twins are going to be double digits.
Oh, my God.
You can't believe it.
So old.
I am an old mother, but we won't go there.
AJ, nothing but a number, Melissa. Are they identical twins or fraternal?
No, boy, girl.
Boy, so that's fraternal. You can't have identical.
Hunter and Avery.
Hunter and Avery?
Hunter and Avery.
Yeah. Who's the troublemaker?
And I'm surprised. Oh, Avery's my drama queen.
Well, that's exciting.
But I am surprising them to take them to Santa's Village because I just want to squeeze in that. I think this will be the last year that they believe. So I'm just hoping that.
Careful now.
Believe in what, Melissa? Christmas. The magic of Christmas, which lasts eternally?
Yes, the magic of Christmas. I want to hold it all in.
For all of our listeners out there.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Melissa. Have a great weekend. Goodbye.
Yes, bye.
Kirsten from Bourne. Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
We're great. What's going on for your weekend?
I am working as a pet stylist for a mobile groomer on the Cape.
Oh, that's cool. What's the name of the pet stylist?
It's called Posh.
Posh?
Pet Styling Posh, yeah.
Like okay, I like that.
P-A-W-S-H, yeah.
I got it.
You say mobile groomer? Like you driving around in the mud hut?
I'm driving around, yeah. My office is on wheels, exactly.
That's cool.
What's the craziest thing that's happened to you showing up to somebody's house to groom their dog?
Not so much crazy, just that dogs sometimes can be very anxious and jumpy all over the place.
Yeah. How many times have you been bit?
I've not been bit.
You're like Caesar. Saint. Why would a dog bite?
You're like
Kirsten.
Caesar Milan. You have to be calm and assertive.
Yeah. They all try to be, you know, top dog, but it's my van. I always say, I'm the biggest bee in the van. So.
Well, that is great. You have a fantastic weekend. Thanks for calling in, Kirsten.
You too.
That was awesome.
Bye, guys.
Bye. What about you this weekend, Producer Dan? What are you doing?
So tonight, Kaylee's going out with her girlfriends, I think from her sorority. They're going out, so she's leaving at like 5 to whenever she Ubers home. And I am going to sit on the couch in my boxers and watch Sopranos reruns.
Oh, yeah? You're in the Sopranos right now?
I'm in a Sopranos kick right now.
Okay.
Maybe I'll get some gabagool to complete the picture.
How far in are you?
Like season 3.
Oh, okay.
And then I got two birthdays, Saturday, Sunday, birthday parties.
Yeah.
One is a 31-year-old's birthday, and one is a 2-year-old's birthday, so they'll be drastically different.
Huh. Okay.
The 2-year-old is Kaylee's nephew, Murphy.
Right.
I still have to go shopping for.
Okay. What do you get a 2-year-old, Dan? You have any idea?
I have some thoughts on, I'm going to play the hits. I know what he likes. Miss Rachel, Elmo, Sesame Street.
Legos?
No Legos.
No Legos?
It's a choking hazard.
You get the big Legos, Dan.
Yeah, no, they'd be thrilled if I brought painful objects to step on into their home.
That is exactly what you're supposed to do. You bring toys that cause chaos for the parents, and then you leave.
I've worked very hard on fostering a good relationship. And you
I would
me to
buy the kid
down.
A drum set.
You're not helpful. Miss Rachel, it is.
All right, thank you, Dan.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
But you can rain on them.
You can come to Carson.
No. Rock you like a hurricane.
That amazing singing and Campy Kennedy, both sponsored by Subaru. There's a lot to love about a brand new Subaru. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say hi to Amy from Andover.
Hey, Amy.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
You know just ordering some rain gear.
Amy, can you kick Carson out of the studio, please?
Carson, will you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck.
Thank you.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson today. We are going to give you $100. He is now walking into that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
After 2 decades, Taco Bell is adding a new Baja Blast flavor to its menu. This one's called Baja Blast Midnight. Which soft drink brand makes Baja Blast for Taco Bell?
Ooh. Let's say Mountain Dew.
86 years ago today, in 1939, The Wizard of Oz premiered in Hollywood. Where does Dorothy live before a tornado sweeps her up and drops her in Oz?
Kansas.
Today is National Kool-Aid Day. What is the Kool-Aid Man's iconic catchphrase, which he would often say while bursting through a wall to deliver cold, refreshing Kool-Aid?
Oh my gosh, I just saw this on a TV show and I can't remember. Oh yeah.
Oh, and you hit it there. Oh, perfect. You delivered it great. Question 4. Dora the Explorer turned 25 yesterday. The show first debuted in August of 2000. The original plan for Dora on the show was to be a bunny and not actually a little girl. Good thing they changed that. What is the name of the monkey that is Dora's best friend on the show?
Boots.
And question number 5. Ben Affleck turns 53 today. Name the 2023 movie Ben directed and starred in alongside Matt Damon about the creation of the Jordan shoe brand.
Oh. Air? No,
is it air? All right, let's get Carson back in the studio. Help me help you. Don't say anything else.
Passion.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Why are you looking like that?
Looking like what?
I don't know. You got something on your face, Dan.
A little smile on my face?
Yeah.
Oh, just, yeah, I like Amy.
Okay.
And she got 5 out of 5.
Hey, let's go.
She's also moving her son into college today in Nashville, so she can use $100.
Oh, very cool. Where's he going? Is Vanderbilt?
He's going to Vanderbilt.
Oh, yep. He's smart.
Wicked smart,
wicked
kid.
Smart.
That's awesome.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Carson, are you ready? Because Amy is also smart. That's where he gets it from.
Yes.
After 2 decades, Taco Bell is adding a new Baja Blast flavor to its menu. Long awaited.
Are you going to tell me which ones I got it right or wrong, Dan?
Oh.
I've heard it adds to the suspense.
Do you want me to tell you or no?
No.
I'll let you pick. Dealer's choice. This one's called Baja Blast Midnight.
Okay.
Which soft drink brand makes Baja Blast for Taco Bell?
Mountain Dew.
This is where I won't tell you if you got it right or not.
Okay.
86 years ago today in 1939, The Wizard of Oz premiered in Hollywood. Where does Dorothy live before a tornado sweeps her away and drops her in Oz?
Did you pick a weather question just to taunt me about the hurricane?
Not everything's about you, man.
All right. Kansas, Dan.
Today is National Kool-Aid Day. What is the Kool-Aid Man's iconic catchphrase, which he would often say while bursting through a wall just to deliver cold, refreshing Kool-Aid to people.
I'm going to sound more like a wrestler, I think, if I do it than the Kool-Aid. Oh, yeah!
that was Macho Man.
Macho Man Randy Savage and Kool-Aid are the same. Have you ever seen them in the same place together, Dan? I don't think so.
Snap it to a Slim Jim.
Snap it to a Kool-Aid.
3-3. We need a girl on this show so bad. 3-3. Dora the Explorer turned 25 yesterday.
Yeah.
The show first debuted back in August of 2000. The original plan for Dora on the show was to be a bunny and not a little girl.
That's interesting.
What is the name of the monkey that is Dora's best friend on the show?
That is Boots, Dan.
And Ben,
why that look on your face? I got kids, you know.
I was just surprised.
I got a lot of kids. I got grandkids. Come on now.
Ben Affleck turns 53 today. Name the 2023 movie Ben directed and starred in alongside Matt Damon about the creation of the Jordan shoe brand.
Air.
All right, let's see. Question number one, you said Mountain Dew. That is correct. You said Kansas. We're not in Kansas anymore, Toto.
You had me scared there. The way you were looking at me, I was like, I get that wrong.
Question number three, you channeled Macho Man Randy Savage and said,
Oh, yeah.
That is also correct. Boots, which you knew in a second. I'm surprised.
Yeah.
And the last one you said was Air.
Yeah. Did I get that one wrong? Hey, let's go.
5-5 tie.
Hey.
But Amy, because it's a tie and you got all five right, we are giving you the $100 because it's not our money.
Hey, let's go. Hashtag suck it, suck.
Oh, that's the wrong one. It's somewhere in there.
We'll spend that down on Broadway in Nashville this weekend.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, yeah, you will.
That'll be a fun time.
One drink. Hashtag suck it, suck. Not only did you win the $100, we also got a $100 gift card to Stop and Shop, committed to helping shoppers save. That's why they reduced prices on thousands of products across the store. So you enjoy that $100 gift card, okay?
I will. Thank you very much.
Amy, you won the money, but you still got to say the thing.
Oh, I'm Amy from Andover, and I can't conquer Carson.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So Lana and I are getting on a plane tomorrow morning. It is her sister's 40th birthday, and they want to celebrate down in the Dominican. There's like a whole group of us going, and this is the first time we've been away for a big vacation since Lana's mom passed away. And, you know, she lived in Charlestown with us. And so, like, when we went on our wedding anniversary trip, I don't know, like 7 years ago, we went to Italy. And it was Mimi that took care of Barrett.
Sure.
But Mimi's passed. We have no really other family in the area. So what do you do with your 14, almost 15-year-old kid when you go out of town?
I don't have kids, so I have no idea. What age is the right age for them to be able to stay alone for like 4 days?
I mean, Carol, my mom says 8 is good. But I
Yeah, but that's how you get you.
Yeah, I grew up in a different era under a different set of rules.
No, it's a tough situation for sure.
And when my parents used to go out of town, when I got to be about this age, they used to travel a lot for work. And we would throw parties. And as I got into high school, it just got out of control. And we never lived in a house. We always lived in a building. My mom wanted to be in a building. She kind of liked the security of having people around and that sort of thing because she was always traveling.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would sneak people in to the building. You know, sometimes the security guard would call her while she's out of town and say, Carson's throwing a party. And she'd call me and she's like, are you having a party? I was like, no, it's just a get-together. That's what I would always say. That was my go-to.
Yeah.
It's just a get-together with a few friends. She's like, security has 60 license plate numbers. What are you talking about, a get-together?
Oh, security's a narc.
Yes. Thank you, Bernie, for ruining my fun.
I love that you still remember his name.
Oh, like, how can I forget? Bernie, the security guard. And he looked like Bernie from Weekend at Bernie's with a big bushy mustache. 617-655-1234. Did you throw a rager when your parents are out of town?
Because Carson's worried.
I'm worried. We have the entire neighborhood that's going to be watching Barrett. People across the street, people next door.
Oh, you have your own narcs lined up. You're Bernie now.
Yeah. I have a whole neighborhood of Bernies. Hey, Nina, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. So 16 years old, parents go out of town. What do you do?
We would throw a big party called a Nina Palooza, and without fail, we would smoke one cigarette in the kitchen.
They come home and smell it?
Well, no, we were smarter than that.
Did Nina Palooza contain more than one cigarette in the kitchen?
It sounds like she's afraid to confess to anything right now, Dan. How many people would be there for Nina Palooza?
Oh, I don't know, 20?
Yeah. Yeah, you tell two people, and then they tell two people. Next thing you know, there's 20 people at your house.
Yeah, they were big ragers. We had fun.
What kind of shenanigans happened at Nina Palooza? I love the branding.
Thank you. You know, mostly drinking and creaking beds.
Oh, this is great.
That's what Barrett wants.
This is great.
That's what Carson
Thanks
wants
for putting
to hear.
My mind at ease, Nina. Thanks. While we go out of town for a week,
you're going to be in the Dominican and just hearing creaking beds in the distance.
Have a great weekend.
Keeping
bye,
you
Nina.
Up at night.
You too. Bye bye.
All right, Michelle is from York Beach. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. So you were allowed to throw ragers while your parents were out of town?
My dad, who ironically was a Boston firefighter, said we could not have a party. He didn't want his house getting destroyed, but we could have a cookout. So as long as the grill was lit, it was game on. It defies it. January, 20 below. Light that gas grill on the porch, people. We can't have a party, but we can have a cookout.
January. I mean, I like his logic of just keep your shenanigans outside. Don't destroy my nice
Meanwhile,
stuff.
My, you know, my sister's friends would be using his washing machine as a cooler, loading it up with beer and ice. But the gas grill was lit.
Will you guys stop giving my son ideas? What are we doing here?
We still laugh about it. We're like, what in his right mind?
Oh, that's so good.
The neighbor would be calling them wherever they were, and they'd be like, are you having a party? No, we're having a cookout.
No, it's a cookout.
I never even thought of the washing machine as a cooler thing.
Yeah, that's next level.
Oh, yeah, they're right. You name it, they did it.
All right. Thanks,
all
Michelle.
Good.
Have a great weekend.
Have a great vacation.
Thank
Bye.
You.
He's not now.
Caitlin's from Scituate. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning.
So you were in the same situation that I was. Well, almost. I was the older brother. You know, I had two younger brothers. So you had older sisters that were throwing parties.
Yes. I have three older sisters and a younger brother. I'm one of five. And it was mostly two of my sisters were constantly throwing parties if my parents went out of town. And one of them always used to joke and be like, okay. So she would order my brother and I pizza. We would each get our own individual 2-liter of Mountain Dew. And she would put us in my parents' room and be like, look, watch like Scooby-Doo or something. You guys are fine. Close the door and have their party.
This is exactly what I did with my younger brothers. My parents had a big TV in their room and they had a VCR. And I'd go get some movies from like Blockbuster. And I would just make it like it was a big special thing. So the two of them would be in the room watching movies on the VCR. And then the house would be utter chaos.
Don't tell. You guys are drinking soda, so don't tell mom and dad, and we won't tell on you.
Oh, my God. Like,
yeah, these are equal crimes.
But they did one time break our playset in the backyard.
Oh, my God.
Because there were two boys that got into a fight in our backyard. One tossed the other into like the playset with the slide and everything
right.
and broke our slide.
Oh, my God.
You can't hide that from mom and dad because we didn't do it.
Yeah, right. So good. Thanks for sharing that, Caitlin. All right. Talk to you later.
You feel better?
No.
Well, I do.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kennedy is out. Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah.
And the Dirty is brought to you by findmassmoney.gov. A very weird story from a cosmetics company and a comedian who told a really inappropriate joke. We'll get to that in just a minute. We're going to go back to Taylor Swift just for a moment. Taylor Swift, of course, dropped the title Ruin the Friendship. I don't know if you saw this or not.
Yeah, she released a track list.
Yes. And this particular title has got Swifties sleuthing harder than FBI cryptologists, Dan.
The Swifties work harder than any detective.
Everyone's asking with the title Ruin the Friendship if Taylor is shading Blake Lively. Because guess what? Blake's legal drama with her, It Ends With Us co-star director James Baldoni blew up earlier this year, and suddenly Taylor's name got thrown into the court documents with a subpoena attempt and all that messy legal circus. But hold up. The song was probably recorded mid-2024 during the Eras tour in Europe. That was months before the legal chaos began. Plot twist, though. Taylor may have simply been channeling emotional vibes, not delivering a courtroom-style diss track. Still, Blake's apparently sweating bullets about it. Insiders are saying that Blake is fearing that she needs to brace for a lyrical takedown.
Taylor kind of threw some shade at her indirectly on the New Heights podcast, too.
Did she? What did she say?
Yeah, I missed the whole thing, but she was talking about, like, just because you hear my name places doesn't mean I'm involved in it or co-sign it at all, talking about how Blake Lively was using Taylor's name to bully Justin Baldoni.
So the takeaway, keep your ears peeled. The Life of a Showgirl drops when, Dan?
October 3rd?
Don't put a question mark there. You know. You know.
It's circled on my calendar.
Well, Pete Davidson says being objectified was embarrassing. And I would like to read you this story as if Kennedy was reading you this story, okay? So I'm going to try and have some of Kennedy's tone when I do this, okay?
Sure.
So Pete Davidson says being objectified was embarrassing. Welcome to how women feel every day. Apparently, Pete Davidson just discovered sexualization isn't always fun. In a new interview, Pete says he was embarrassed after his ex, Ariana Grande, joked about his ample equipment because suddenly nobody cared about his SNL sketches. So anyway, Pete says, it sounds great on paper. And let's be honest, most guys would throw a parade over that reputation. But in reality, he says, it made relationships harder and turned him into a walking punchline. Literally, he claims strangers would point at his crotch in public like they were trying to hail a cab. He even pointed out that if a woman were treated the same way, it'd be a massive double standard. Of course, he's not wrong. Welcome to the chat, buddy. So to recap, Pete Davidson is officially tired of being known for what is below the belt instead of what's between his ears. And honestly, fair. But also, maybe don't date a pop megastar who writes breakup songs for sport and expect privacy.
I mean, I don't blame him.
Right.
I understand where he's coming from.
Sure.
And a lot of it, he was getting so much hate just because he was dating women that other people decided were out of his league. So then he became a target for ridicule.
That was a part of it.
Which has nothing
to
do with him.
All right. Let's get to this Elf Cosmetics story. So Elf Cosmetics thought Matt Rife was a good idea. The internet thought otherwise. So Matt Rife, obviously a comedian, and Elf Cosmetics woke up one morning and said, hey, which comedian who once joked about domestic violence should we use to sell makeup to women? And someone in a boardroom said, hey, Matt Rife's available. And everyone else just nodded, apparently. And they launched a new campaign this week with Matt Rife and a drag queen by the name of Heidi in Closet, which is the funniest name ever. The commercial was called, or it was like, it's like affordable beauty attorneys was kind of the crux of the commercial. And they were fighting overpriced products, which was kind of a cute concept, but it was terrible casting. The internet immediately reminded them, oh, hello, this is the guy who joked about domestic violence in his 2023 special. One person wrote, so y'all couldn't find a comedian that doesn't do punchlines about actual punching? Another said, Matt Rife in an ad targeting women. Bold choice, Elf. Hope your next campaign is sponsored by Red Flags.
I mean, which is interesting because Matt Rife's entire fan base is like 90% women.
It is. The backlash melted Elf faster than a Jeffree Star lipstick in a hot car. They issued a corporate
did
apology.
Did you write that line? A Jeffree Star lipstick in a hot car?
Pretty good, right? Carson. why are you interrupting it, Danny? You could have just left it there. It was so good.
No, I won't ever not interrupt.
They issued a corporate apology. They have ditched the campaign and basically said, our bad, we were going for funny and somehow landed on felony jokes instead. The ad is still online if you want to cringe in real time. But the beauty court is officially adjourned and Matt Rife is back to practicing lawless comedy elsewhere.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pro comedians being able to say whatever they want on stage. But there's also, if you say whatever you want on stage, you might not get an Elf Cosmetics endorsement afterwards and not piss people off.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a double-edged sword.
No, you do have to understand that. You do have to understand that.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Oh, no, no, no. You can cook a castle. You can cook a castle. No.
Carson actually plays guitar on that intro. A little known fact.
Yes, I do.
For behind the music. Campy Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. There's a lot to love about Subaru. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Jay from Bedford, what up?
Hey there, how are you?
Good morning, Jay. I hear you're taking your son to camp. What's his name?
We are. His name's Breck.
Breck?
Yep.
Good morning, Breck.
Hi.
Do you have archery at your camp?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Good to know you're not. Your dad's not failing you as a father.
You passed the test you didn't even know existed.
Well, that's good.
Can you both please kick Carson out of the studio?
Carson, could you please leave the studio?
Nice work, man. Good job.
They're in sync.
Good luck.
All right, thank you. You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. If you both get more right than Carson, we're going to give you $100.
All right.
He's now in that soundproof booth. Are you ready?
Yes.
Swifties think the song Ruin the Friendship on Taylor's upcoming album is about one of her best friends she recently had a falling out with over said friend's legal battles. Can you name that friend?
Nope, not at all.
No, that's where having mom in the car would be helpful. Question number two. Joe Jonas turns 36 today. Which brother initially broke up the Jonas Brothers back in 2013, causing a six-year hiatus?
Nick.
And question number three, Dan Smyers from the country duo Dan and Shay turns 38 this weekend. Which liquor do Dan and Shay talk about tasting in one of their biggest songs?
Tequila.
And question number four, Glenn Powell's movie The Running Man got pushed back. It's now coming out November 7th. Back in 2023, Powell starred in the rom-com Anyone But You opposite which actress?
Sydney Sweeney.
All right, let Jay cook. And question number five. SZA is the new artistic director for Vans. She'll help create new collections, and in 2023, she featured in a top 10 Billboard hit called Kiss Me More. She was the feature. Who sang that song? Who was the main artist?
Kendrick Lamar.
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio.
Carson.
Oh, you guys weren't messing around. That was fast.
We try.
Gotta get to camp.
How'd they do?
Well, Jay and Breck from Bedford, they got 3 out of 5 correct.
All right, nice job, guys.
Well done. If this was archery, it wouldn't be a bullseye, but it'd be nice on the board.
You're hitting the target.
Yeah, we're close.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
Swifties think the song Ruin the Friendship on Taylor's upcoming album is about one of her best friends she recently had a falling out with over said friend's legal battles.
Mm-hmm.
Name the friend.
Blake Lively.
That is correct. 1-0. Joe Jonas turns 36 today. Which brother initially broke up the Jonas Brothers in 2013, causing a 6-year hiatus?
Wow. I'm going to say, I honestly don't remember. I'm just going to go Nick.
Of course it was Nick. He had the younger brother syndrome. He wanted to be a star.
That was a guess.
And Kevin didn't work for 6 years. Justice for Kevin. 2-1. Dan Smyers from the country duo Dan and Shay turns 38 this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Which liquor do Dan and Shay talk about tasting in one of their biggest songs?
Oh, tequila, Dan.
When I taste tequila. 3-2 for Carson.
It was like Dan and Shay were both in the studio.
I know. I harmonized with myself. That's how many octaves I have.
Dan and Shay. Hi, this is my brother Dan and my other brother Dan.
We are Dan, Dan, and Chad. 3-2, question number 4. Glenn Powell's movie The Running Man got pushed back. It's now coming out November 7th. Mm. In 2023, Powell starred in this rom-com, Anyone But You, opposite which actress?
Sydney Sweeney.
Why are you laughing?
I don't know what you're talking about. Move on.
4-3, question number 5. SZA is the new artistic director for Vans. She'll help create the new collections, which is very cool for her. In 2023, she featured in a top 10 Billboard hit, Kiss Me More. Who was the main artist on that track?
Oh, Doja Cat.
Look at you.
Wow.
You're locked in today.
All right. Wow.
5-3 for Carson.
Mm. Those are tough. You guys did good. You did good.
Yep. Well, thank you.
Well, we appreciate you guys calling in before camp and hanging out with us. Unfortunately, we can't give you the money. And what would you like to say to Carson before we get out of here?
We're Jay and Breck from Bedford, and we can't conquer Carson.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.